Today we're going to discuss issues related to closing the deal. You're a salesman, client comes in, and a salesman's job is to convince a prospective client to buy something. What are the guidelines? What could a person say? What can't he say? What are the parameters? What does he need to know in order to make sure that his behavior and his sales pitch is consistent with halacha? So let's begin with a bit of a different case. Your child comes home from college one day. He decides he's buying himself a Yugo. Now, for those of you who don't know, the Yugo was a car, was I believe made in Yugoslavia. And when it came out, its claim to fame was it costs under $4,000. Now, when it first came out, people were intrigued. It was a bargain. No one had ever, in the United States, had ever heard of buying a car at anywhere near such a price. But what people very quickly learned was that you get what you pay for. And the car, apparently, was an absolutely miserable car. Its design, its workmanship were absolutely horrible. And the company didn't last very long. On the other hand, it was very cheap. So your son comes home, he's decided, he saved up a couple of dollars, he's buying himself a Yugo. So what do? You sit him down, and you read him the riot act. You explain to him that this is absolutely not, it's a foolish thing to do, it makes no sense, it's short-sighted. And you make sure, you convince him out of it, and make sure he doesn't do it. If you hear your friend is interested in buying a Yugo, you'd probably do the same thing. He's a friend, you care for him, and you very much don't want him to end up buying something that he'll regret. What happens if you're a Yugo salesman? Now, every time someone walks into your dealership, you have a dilemma. Your job is to sell cars. You don't sell cars, you're going to be out of business. On the other hand, you know these cars are not quality cars. You know ultimately the buyer will probably regret it, and this is probably not in his best interest. What are your rights, what are your responsibilities, and what halakhic parameters apply? Now to begin with, our entire discussion is going, we're not going to discuss cases where you're lying, where there's any fraud, where there's any misrepresentation. That is clearly the name of his das. We don't need to have a pilpul, we don't need to have much of a discussion. That is clearly inappropriate, clearly usser. We're going to discuss cases where every word that you say is completely accurate. It's true. But you're here convincing him to do something which is not in his best interest. So on this, we run into the concept of lifnei iver lo sitin mechshol. Literally translated, this is a lav midoraisa that says that one may not place a stumbling block before a blind person. A blind person is walking down the street, and you stick out your foot, you put a brick there, he trips. That is lifnei iver lo sitin mechshol. Chazal, however, read or saw a much deeper meaning to this pasuk, to this prohibition. Lifnei iver. In front of a blind person, we don't mean a person who's literally blind who can't see. We mean figuratively. Someone who is a summa bedavar. He doesn't see. He doesn't understand. He doesn't realize the ramifications of what's going to happen. Lo yisitein mechshol. Do not place the stumbling block. You cannot give a person advice. You cannot encourage someone to do something which is ultimately not in his best interest. And therefore, giving an etzah she'eino hegenes, giving bad advice to someone, is a violation of a law of lifnei iver lo sitein mechshol. So the classic case, a person owns a penny stock, and he figures he'll do some pump and dump. He goes ahead, he starts advertising or telling, spreading the news about what a great company this is and how the price is going to shoot up at any day now. As soon as the word spreads, people start buying, he goes ahead and he dumps his shares. He's just violated lifnei iver. He's encouraged people to do something which is not in their best interest. Now, this leads us to a problem. What every salesman, you sell cars. So let's say you're not a Yugo salesman. You sell Chevys. Someone comes in, and you recognize for this particular person, for this particular situation, perhaps he's better off with a Ford. What are your responsibilities? So, as far as Lifnei Iver is concerned, Lifnei Iver applies when you give someone bad advice. When you push them to do something which they shouldn't be doing. Lifnei Iver itself is not a proactive responsibility to protect them. In other words, if they come in, they ask you about the car that you sell. So you show it to them. You explain to them, this car goes to 0 to 60 in this amount of seconds. This is how much trunk room it has. You point out its characteristics. You explain its strong points. You're not giving advice. You're not telling them what to do. You're describing the goods that you sell. That's not Lifnei Iver. You're not pushing him. You're not encouraging him. You're not advising him. He's asked for information. You're providing the information. In that case, it wouldn't be Lifnei Iver. If he turns around and says, so what do you think? Should I buy this car or is this the best car for me? Now you have a problem. If you say yes, buy the Chevy, it's the best for you, that's Lifnei Iver. You've given bad advice. You're telling him to do something which you recognize not to be not the best option. But as long as you're not encouraging, you're not advising him, you're just telling him the facts, you're explaining to him, you're describing the car, that would not be Lifnei Iver. So what do you do if you're a salesman? So the first point is that while there's nothing wrong with pointing out the strengths of your product, if you do recognize this person may be better off elsewhere, you certainly cannot push him. You cannot push him to buy this item. You don't necessarily, as far as Lifnei Iver is concerned, and we'll talk about other issues later, but as far as Lifnei Iver is concerned, you would not have a proactive obligation to stop him from doing it, but you cannot push him to do something which he shouldn't be doing. Now what happens? You're a salesman. Person comes in. He wants to know what the best car to buy is. Now you sell Chevys, and as very often happens, you're convinced the Chevys are the best car in the world. Are you right? Possibly. Probably not. You're biased. You work for them. Your parnasa depends on being able to sell these cars. So there's a very strong bias. As far as halacha is concerned, that doesn't play a role. The person coming in and asking for advice knows good and well he's in a Chevy dealership. He knows good and well that you're biased. And he's asking, for some reason, it's not the most clever thing to do, for some reason he's asking for a biased opinion. So if you truly believe that this is his best option, there's nothing wrong with telling him that. Again, he knows it's biased. He has every right, and you're telling the truth. It's what you truly believe. You have every right to say it. However, if, even in spite of the fact you're a Chevy dealer, you believe that in this particular case it's not best for him, then the halacha, you would not be able to give him advice. You don't have to answer. You can tell. You can avoid the question, but it would be usher to go ahead and push him to do it. He may know you're a salesman. He may know that you're biased. That just excuses the bias. But if you know, even if you do not believe it's good for him, you certainly there'll be no justification and no heter to go ahead and encourage him to buy it. Now this leads us to a second topic, and that is, there's a concept of Hashavas Aveda. The classical case is, a person loses his donkey, a shor, whatever it is, you find a lost object, you track down the owner, you return it to him. Mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. However, the Gemara extends this concept not simply to an item that's physically lost, it's dropped in somewhere in the streets, but to cases where a person is going to suffer a loss. A person, there's a flood, you see, upstream, you notice that there are some items, that there are some belongings of your neighbor lying out in the field near the riverbank, and if they're not protected quickly, if you don't take them and bring them to higher ground, they're going to be washed away. There's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. You have a proactive obligation to go ahead and safeguard other people from losses. Now, based on this mitzvah, we have another whole set of rules. We explained before, lifnei or lisitein michshel applies when you give bad advice. If you're not the one giving the advice, you're not pushing him to do it, that's not lifnei iver. If you're not the one who's pumping the stock, then there's nothing wrong. You wouldn't have an obligation of lifnei iver to go ahead, and every time you see someone doing something foolish, to prevent him from doing it. Hashavas aveda adds an entire level of obligation. If you see someone about to do something, and he's clearly going to suffer a financial loss, you would have a proactive obligation of Hashavas aveda to try to prevent him from doing it, to try to prevent him and save him from that loss. Now, Hashavas aveda and lifnei iver have very different guidelines. Hashavas aveda applies to a clear loss. There's a clear danger to this item. Let's say a person decides he's going to use every penny of his savings to splurge for a trip around the world. Now, he comes to you and asks you, do you think this is a wise idea? As far as the Shavas Aveda is concerned, is he going to suffer a financial loss? No. He's taking his money, he's buying goods and services with it. He's not getting ripped off. He's getting fair, he's getting a good deal on the tour. There's no mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. People have the right to spend money on whatever they choose, and everyone has different values, everyone has different wants and desires, and if he chooses this is where he wants to spend his money, that wouldn't be Hashavas Aveda. On the other hand, if he comes to you as a friend and says, what's your advice? Is this what I should be doing? Clearly, at least in your opinion, it's not what he should be doing. It's an Eitz Sheinah Hegenis. It's a bad idea. And therefore, although there's no Hashavas Aveda, if you're asked for advice, you would be also to encourage him to do it if you don't believe it was in his best interest. Now, another important point is, and this really applies to anything subjective, if it's not a question of a financial loss, a direct loss, there's no Hashavas Aveda. But lifnei iver will apply, even if it's subjective. If you believe it's eino higenis, if you believe it's not the right thing for him to do, then lifnei iver would apply if you would encourage him to do it. Now, Hashavas Aveda has another very important limitation. There are many Avedas in the streets. A person can probably spend his entire day roaming up and down the streets looking for Avedas and returning them to their rightful owner. However, the halacha is a person is not necessarily obligated to give up his own parnasa in order to go ahead and to find avedas and to go ahead and to rescue other people from loss. Therefore, what will very often happen is if a person is a salesman. So clearly, if he has to lie or make any misrepresentations or gnevas das, that would clearly be aser. If he has to give an etzah sheino higenis, he has to push people and advise them to do something that they shouldn't be doing. That's a lav lifnei iver, and that there's nothing to talk about. However, if he's doing neither, but it's a question of does he have a proactive obligation to go ahead and to stop a person from doing something where he believes that will result in a loss, here it's mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. And here, if your panos is on the line, things are not that as clear-cut, and it's something which if you are in such a situation, you need to get guidance and from a Moir Hirah to find out what to do. Now, as a general policy, clearly the best thing to do is to make sure that if you're in sales, make sure you believe in what you're doing. Make sure you believe in the product. You're selling a good merchandise. And that really avoids all of the problems. If you find yourself in a situation where you're selling goods which you don't believe in, which you know are not the client's best option, you're going to end up with a host of different shilos and different isurim, and life is going to be very complicated. So clearly, In many ways, it's important to make sure that whatever it is you're doing, whatever it is that you're selling, it's something which is that you believe in and you can push with full confidence that it's in your client's best interest. Thank you.
This presentation has been brought to you by the Orthodox Union in conjunction with the Beis Havar Institute of Talmudic Law, the Center for the Study and Practice of Monetary Halacha.